AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The debate is getting started in the House, heading toward votes on trade. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker John Boehner was cautiously optimistic supporters will get the votes needed to give the president fast-track trade authority.
We're doing our part to pass trade promotion authority, and I'm hopeful that our friends on the other side of the aisle will do theirs.
Most Democrats are expected to oppose the administration, fearful jobs will be lost. The fate of the effort could ride on a separate issue, covering the cost of aid for workers who have lost their jobs because of trade deals. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Demetrius Blackwell has been indicted in New York for aggravated murder and first-degree murder in the shooting death of a New York City police officer. This is Queens District Attorney Richard Brown.
Cases such as this, fortunately, are not too often occurring. But when they do, it reminds all of us of the dangers that our police officers face.
Brown says Blackwell will not be offered a plea deal. A source tells the AP the two convicted killers who escaped from an upstate New York prison were supposed to get a ride from a prison employee, but she didn't show up. With that in mind, the focus of the search is now in an area near the prison and near Christy Cranford's house.
I feel it's safe. There's enough law enforcement around, and we live directly across the street from the trooper barracks, so there's definitely been a large amount of them just across the road from us.
The ex-girlfriend of Colorado theater gunman James Holmes testified today. She asked him to see a therapist months before the 2012 shooting, after he mentioned thoughts of killing people. But she added she didn't consider Holmes's thoughts a concrete threat. 10 to 20 years in prison is the sentence in Philadelphia for a former madam who performed illegal body sculpting that led to the death of a dancer who was having silicone injected into her buttocks. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 53 points. This is AP Radio News. Rupert Murdoch is getting ready to give his son the top job in his media empire.
Fox News Channel is reporting Rupert Murdoch is preparing to hand the job of CEO of 21st Century Fox over to his 42-year-old son, James. CNBC first reported the change, quoting unidentified sources. Then Murdoch's Fox News Channel published the story on its website. Murdoch is 84. He built the brand from a single newspaper in Australia into a worldwide media powerhouse. The elder Murdoch would remain chairman and controlling shareholder of the company that owns Fox News Channel, Fox Broadcasting, and the 20th Century Fox Movie Studio. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Federal Trade Commission settled charges against a man who raised $122,000 through a Kickstarter campaign for a product that was never made. The money was used to pay for the man's rent. Regulators are starting to go after people who use Kickstarter and GoFundMe and never follow through on their promises. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.